I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you. I got voices in my head and there's a definite silence. I got voices in my head and I can lie. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I needed a little bit of love. A little bit of love. I need a little love. Just like the air I'm breathing.
Past the hour of 9 p.m. on a Sunday evening, where my guest once again is psychic medium Kelly Jo Monahan, and Kelly is in the studio with us now. So we're just about ready to go, and we have a cork here, which is nice to say. Past couple of shows, we've had no corky at the start, and it's been kind of weak throughout the show, trying to get callers to call in, and, you know, it makes life a little bit difficult when we've got no callers, doesn't it? Because obviously the show is about you, not about me, not about Kelly. You know, it's about you and bringing those shows to you. So if you're not there, we can't do it. Although we do have over 100,000 consecutive listeners. Donna, I wish you'd keep still, because I can't place you in the call queue. Wait a minute, let me see. All right.
And two, three, four, five. Okay. Five people in the call queue then. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out where Donna was sitting in the court queue, you say. And Donna being one of our subscribers there. So when somebody drops, it's very difficult to know where they actually are in the court queue. And we try to number the little boxes. We have a little box in the studio. And it's a clickable little box that we can enter a person's name into. And we usually number that little box as each caller calls. And we just got another one, look. So that'll be line six now. That's a 917 number there, which we will screen in just a moment. But we're going to make a start. We're going to say hello to Kelly, and we're going to go to line one, which is Dee.
Hi, hello, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm not too bad, Kelly. I'm getting there, but we've had nothing but rain all day, so it's been a kind of miserable day for us here in the UK. But
you guys need to send rain this way. We're in a drought in Florida.
All right, okay. Oh, well, we'll you send us a bit of your sunshine. We'll send you some of our rain, yeah?
Yeah, let's trade.
Yeah, spiritual exchange. Love it. Okay, all right. Okay, Deep, are you there?
Yes, I'm here again. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
What's your question?
Any messages that Spirit might have for me today?
Well, you're getting your ducks in a row, and it's going to go, like, I'm hearing 1, 2, 3, 4, so it means it'll go right in the line. So that means that things are lining up, and things are going to go a lot better for you. And I see new beginnings, I see sunshine, I see joy. You're going to really enjoy this next phase of your life. And then you have to pick and do something for you, because you do stuff for everybody else and not you.
Yeah.
So you need to do something for you that brings you joy and happiness instead of all family, family, family. Makes sense?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Now, they're showing me glasses. So do you need glasses?
I don't, but maybe I need to get my eye tested after being at home for over a year.
You know, just get your eyes checked, that's all. You might need reader glasses, you know.
Yeah.
But I would go to a professional, get my eyes checked.
I will do that. Thank you.
And then I also see you organizing, organizing, organizing. And what you're going to do is you're going to clear out. Clear the decks. You know, anything you don't use, you're going to, you know, donate, give away. So it's like you're clearing everything out, so everything will be clean lines, they're saying, clean lines.
Okay.
What else you want to know? And you're on the right spiritual path. You're going in the right direction.
Thank you.
You know,
I was saying I made some bad financial decisions lately, a couple of weeks back. Do you see me getting my money back? As in, if you do, how many months will it take?
What did you do? Put money down on something you didn't want?
I put money into something that crashed in the market.
Oh. Well, that takes a minute to come back because it goes up and down and up and down. So that's going to take a little bit. Right now, it's not doing so spiff.
No.
But they're showing me like a graph of up and down and up and down. So just, you know, put it in something more, if you have other stuff, put it in a more safer thing and then only do the uppy downy ones. You know, I'm not a person that does this, but the safe thing is only have what you can, you know, fiddle with the sketchy stuff. Does that make sense? Don't bet the farm on stuff. But it's going to take a minute for the, you know, stuff to come back.
How many months do you think?
It looks like a good 6 months or so.
Okay. Well, still, I should get my money back in 6 months, you think?
You know, I'm not I don't do that for a living. All I see is up and down.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it, like a 401k?
No, it is just, it's not into any kind of plan. It's just, yeah.
Like stocks and bonds.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you want to know?
About, I think what you said, working out could be the house purchase I'm trying for. It's a few doors away from where I'm living.
You have a choice of two.
Say again?
You have a choice of two.
Right.
You have plan A and plan B.
Okay.
And then what do you have to do? Go before like a committee and get accepted or something? Is that what you're waiting on?
Yeah, just the agents. So nowadays, just for one house, there are multiple offers, and then they decide which offer to accept. And it goes above, even above the asking price. So it is like, and we don't know who has offered what, and the agents might just, the estate agent might just make
it up.
I'll have
plan A and plan B.
Right.
You know, because people are like outbidding people with more money.
Yeah.
You know, like the investor people, they come in there with cash and outbid y'all. So
yeah,
if you see something that you like, jump on it.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate and wait, because it'll be gone. Does that make sense?
It does. The one I've seen, which is a few doors away, is that a good good one at the current price, you think?
It's going right.
Yeah, I think.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
But if you see something, hop on it. You know, because like you had one that you got outbid with. You know, and the you know, but make sure that you're approved before you do this. You got pre-approved and all that, right?
I have.
Yeah, because otherwise it won't work. So, and then once you do that, it's good to go. They're saying, okay, green light.
Okay. Yeah, if this works out, then I'll go ahead. If this gets accepted, then I'll go ahead with it.
Because there's a shortage of stuff where you are, too.
That's right, yeah, that's correct. Do you think it'll get accepted at the at the price I'm offering. I'm offering the full asking price. Will they be greedy for more?
Well, you have a contract yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
It's the new one, not the one we spoke about a couple of weeks back.
Well, because you're bidding against another person. So it's like, I know it sounds redundant, but it's a 50-50 chance because you're bidding against another person. And it's like if your deal goes, whoever bank accepts it first, it's a done deal. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
So you'll know what, Monday or Tuesday?
Monday I'll put in the offer, and then Tuesday they'll come back to say what is my best offer.
Yeah, that's
so
what
I don't know how to go up. Yeah, I don't know how much to go up with. Do I go up another 5,000, you think?
Well, do the asking price first. But yeah, that might be a good idea because then it'd give you a little edge. You know, I can't tell you what to do.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
You know, but you're going to get a place. You are on a mission. And, you know, you can pray for any kind of angel you need, so pray for a financial angel and pray for an apartment angel to help you.
Okay.
Or a house
Thank
angel,
you.
I say.
It does. Thank you.
You know, because you are going to get a place and it'll be, you know, what you need, you know, in this time frame, and it'll be to your liking. I see you like, oh, it dinged. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Much appreciated. Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Thank you, Dee. All right. Okay, that's deep then. And what we'll do now, we mark the little box to let us know that we've taken that call. And we are on line two. Carolyn.
Hi. Hi, Kelly. Excuse me. Hello.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
What's your question, and where are you from?
Arizona.
All right.
And the question I have for you is all about business for me, my personal activity. Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm so sorry. I have two contracts I'm working on, and they're supposed to be concluding this week or the next, within the next couple of weeks. Do you see them
going?
But
you're
going
to get other ones.
Right on.
You know, you're going to get an old client that you had about 3 years ago call you back, and then you're going to get a new one.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
The new one feels more corporation-ish.
Okay.
You know, and that's the old one's probably going to come about within the next 4 weeks. It's like you slide from one to the other.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's the old client. And then the new one will probably come about in mid-June. It looks like, you know, the middle of the month, like in, you know, the days of 12th, 13th, 14th, you know, those days.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
You know? And then down in the fall time, you're going to get another big one, like in like September, you'll get another big, and that'll last about a year.
Okay. excuse me. That's I love that. I love. I embrace that. Do you see the ones that I'm in the middle of right now? I have two that I'm in the middle of, and I'm supposed to be closing
those. Oh, you're working
on
them, and you're completing them, and the one will probably complete by the end of of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
Because you're getting ready to wrap it up, right?
Right, right. It's supposed to be wrapping up. We've been extending it. So we're supposed to wrap it up last week, but I think we're going to extend it. Well, no, it's been extended to the end of this week, but I don't know if we're going to have to extend it again. It depends on everyone that's involved.
Well, I see conclusion by the end of May.
Oh, great. And then what about the second one? There's a second one that's supposed to be concluding the first week in June or the second week in June?
It won't be till the second week because there's going to be a snafu.
Okay.
But don't get spazzed when it happens. It's okay. It's going to go through
okay. Anyway.
You know,
okay,
but it's like a snafu with something. You know,
okay. It's
like a ball of red tape. It's a legal thing or something.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
And you planning a trip for vacation? Because I see a trip.
Well, I haven't seen my little grandson since pandemic, so I want to go see him. And he's five and a half hours.
Oh, then you'll do that. And that's more inland in the United States, right?
Well, it's not coastal. It's not coastal. I mean, I would
inland.
Love to...
Inland.
No, I get it. I get it. It's 5.5 hours away. It's the northern tip. There are bodies of water around it.
Okay. Well, no. You're going, and then you're also going to go, what does the Midwest have to do with you?
I'm not aware of anything happening in the Midwest.
All right, but there's some work-wise Midwest.
I'm sorry, something...
Something work-wise Midwest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm always open. Yeah.
Colorado's around you. I don't know what Colorado has to do with you. And then also New Mexico.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always open to opportunities, you know, whether it's travel or I'm more of a...
They like work opportunities.
Oh, good. Okay, great. That sounds great.
And then you're going to change your hair.
Okay.
You know, the cut and the color. You know, you're going to do something different with it.
All right.
And you're going to love seeing the grandchild. You're going to enjoy that.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. I hope he can come with me to go different places. I'd love to. I'm an outdoor nature person, so I love going camping and things. You know, I'd love to take him.
Oh, yeah, take him fishing.
Yeah, I hope that happens.
I see trout fishing.
Yeah.
But I don't see you sleeping on the ground. You're going to sleep on cots.
Okay. Yeah, sounds great.
You know, you'll enjoy that. I see you guys making s'mores and hot dogs and, you know, stuff like that. You're going to have fun. He's going to have a ball. And that's going to be a neat memory. He's old enough to enjoy it.
Yeah. No, I really enjoy being with him. I just miss him. So it'll happen for both of us.
But make
sure
you bring a lot of that spray for mosquitoes, that DEET spray.
Yeah.
And you'll have to watch out for ticks, too.
Oh, God. That's ugh.
Well,
oh,
I'm not
God,
trying
that's...
to be rude, but that's what they're
no,
telling
no,
me.
No. No, I say that because I thought about that. I agree totally. Lots of long pants and
don't forget to wear a hat because it's hot.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. I love the whole thing about it.
But I don't
for
see
sure.
you doing that till the fall time because it's cooler.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, it sounds like a fun thing.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I love the whole aspect of it.
And you have all the gear.
Yes, I do.
That's what they're showing me.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about taking, I don't know how I'd work it out, but like a little tiny van to sleep in if we have to. Make it into a camp out. Put bunk beds or cots in it, whatever.
You mean rent like a Class C camping van, right?
Not Class C. There's even smaller ones. I was thinking about a smaller little van that you can build out. I don't know if I want to do. I'm debating. You know, it's just something. You know, I'm also thinking in terms of taking my grandson to the ocean, but I don't know how crowded it'll be, and I am still worried about COVID.
Yeah, you still have to be careful, I guess. You know, just, you know, wear your mask. But things are opening up more. But I see a camping trip the first thing that you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's totally in my heart. It's a priority with him. I really want to do that. Oh, that's good. That's good. What I also want to do with him is go to the shelter, the dog shelter, the animal shelter, and pick out a dog that he and I both pick out together, because I lost my dog of 15 years. She died. And I thought we would, you know, just plan a trip to the animal shelter, and I would keep her. But whenever he visited me, that would be our dog together. Do you see
that?
Yeah,
I see you getting an older dog that's already trained, and it feels like it has terrier in it.
Oh, so cute.
It's sort of looks like, remember that movie Benji?
Yeah.
It sort of looks like a Benji dog.
Yeah.
And it'll be like a tannish cream color.
Yeah.
It'll be a male.
Before I lose the connection with you, when we those contracts that I'm in the middle of, the two of them, am I going to be pleased with how it concludes? Is it in our favor?
Yeah, you get paid. It's done. You'll get paid well for what you do.
Okay, great.
And the people will be, both parties be happy. Well, it dinged, so.
Okay. Well, thank you. I know the bell rang, and I don't want to hold up our line.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you too, Kelly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. Oh, no. It's like the bell sound. It's just a single sound, a single bell sound. But do we need something heavier than the bell? I mean, can you hear it clearly?
Yes.
Ah, that's all right then. Okay.
I told her it's done.
Yeah. As I say, if you can't hear it clearly, we can try using something different, you know. But I think I'm going to say the bell sound, because it's just a single bell, and you don't always hear it. So, okay. And I'm getting that way now, where I'm supposed to wear my hearing aid, but they play havoc with my ears, so I tend not to wear them, because I get a lot of ear infections with them, so I don't bother. Okay, let's see where we're going. Karen.
Hi, this is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
I'm packing and moving this weekend. I got 1 week to go before I have to be out of this place. And I'm wondering what you see. The packing is coming along pretty well. And I'm just kind of wondering what you see in store.
I see a smooth move. That's what they're telling me. Smooth move.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
But make sure you write on your boxes what's in them and what room it is. And then take your important stuff with you in the car.
Okay.
And don't forget to pack a coffee cup.
Okay, coffee cup. Yes, coffee cups.
Because I know you like coffee. You don't want it packed away. You know, gosh, what do we use?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I had another quick question. I have been, I'm competing with other tenants in the building for the garbage can and everything. And they're even trying to, some people are trying to intimidate me so I don't throw my stuff before they get to the can. And it's been really crazy. Do you see all of that kind of calming down as well?
Not right away.
Okay.
You got one person that's like a major domo, you know. And if you do your recycling wrong, she'll put it back in your bin.
Yes, that's what that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm recycling all the clothes instead of throwing them in the garbage. I've been recycling them in other places so I don't load our garbage can. Yeah, that's correct.
Well, if they can't see, won't hurt them. If you need to just throw stuff away, put it in a plastic bag, they won't know what's in it.
Yes, okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. What they can't see won't hurt them.
Yes, because there's even pickers, people trying to pick in the garbage. We have a huge, it's like a garbage can, and there's people coming in there trying, because other people are moving too, so they're throwing out all sorts of stuff too. So these people are going in and just trashing the whole area. So it's just been crazy, this whole alley area. But you do see me getting these bigger furnitures out of here. That's my main concern right now.
You're
going to
get
money
to help move it.
Okay.
And what are you doing, selling the bigger pieces?
No, I'm just going to try to donate them.
Oh, okay. Well, there's places that you can just call and they'll come pick it up.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
And you don't got to move it. They'll move it.
Okay. Okay. And
you know,
see my boss
that do that, you know?
Yes. And do you see my boss calming down? He doesn't want to give me the time off because I'm one of the best workers that he has. But I told him I would work some half days for him, and he was really fighting with me. Do you see him calming down this week?
No.
I'm going to try to work as much as I can. No?
He's going to be a jerk.
Okay.
What you do is just take a sick day. You have sick
days.
Yeah,
just call in.
That's how you remedy that situation.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I'm cutting it close. Yeah, I had to do that on Friday. Tell them I'm going to have to work this day till 12, and then Friday I won't be in. And he was screaming and hollering, and I'm like, there's nothing I can do. I got to have this time off. And I took it off, and that was it. Yeah.
You know, but
he may try to fire him. He may try to fire me, but I don't think he will.
He's a jerk.
Okay, yeah.
So if he does that, you have a good case for, you know, firing you, you know, without cause.
Right.
But I feel like he'll be okay.
Okay.
Because you've been there forever.
Yes, I've been there for several years. Yes.
But he's that way with everybody. You aren't excluded. You aren't special.
Right, correct.
Does that with people that have babies. What does he want to do? Have them have the baby right there?
Yes. Yes.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
But you're going to like where you're moving to, and it'll be a new start for you, and you'll like it better.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Yeah, we have some neighbors that we're fighting with, and they keep, like, coming out. Every time I take some of my things just to either donate or go out, they're watching me. They keep watching me.
There's always
kind of Yeah. Yeah, they're very nosy, I think it is. And over where I'm going, it's very quiet. Nobody cares about anything. It's very residential.
Well, I call those
nobody cares.
Condo commandos.
Yes.
They don't have
anything
better to do but cause problems.
Right, that's what these guys are doing. They're just harassing me, like just like not stalking, but just keeping an eye on me nonstop. Every time I go out, they're out watching. Or looking through the windows, it's just ridiculous.
Well, put a Mickey Mouse hat on and jump around.
Yeah, it's an idea.
Do a raspberry at him. There you go.
Oh, that's true.
Well, give him something
true.
To talk about.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. 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 Anything
but
else
you'll be out of there soon enough, so don't worry about it. You can always put indigo purple light on them. It don't hurt nobody in your mind, and it's like it transmutes, and let it be transmuted into the universe. Universe will take care of it. There you go.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much. I think you answered all my questions. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Karen. Okay. Right. That's a little bit short after 10 minutes. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a break because we need I've clicked the wrong mic. We'll take a break. Click the wrong mic there. Click Kelly's mic instead of mine. And I was talking to myself. right, so we'll take a break then because obviously we need to keep the show going. We've got 1 hour and 22 minutes on the clock and just 2 callers in the call queue left at the moment. So if we don't take breaks, it's going to be a very short show. 10 minutes is the average call, but if you are happy before that and you say that you're happy, then we're happy to have read for you. You know, and I'm sure Kelly's happy because it means that she can talk to more lovely people, provided they call in. And I don't need to give you the number, do I? You should know it by now. I only need to give the number if you're new out there, really. If you're new out there, the number is, as always, 646-668-8735. And I haven't said it for ages. It's a wonder I remember it. Well, we did have a 916 area code. Or nine, was it 917? Yeah, 917, I think. That was on 916. They called off and never called back. So it means that we have a new 916 that we'll screen in just a moment. Okay, right. Let's see where we're going then. Okay. So we've done line 3 already. So we should now be with line 4. And that's Holly.
Hello,
what's your name? Where are you from?
Holly from California.
And what's your question?
It's about my job. I'm a manager of, and there's a resident that stabbed another resident.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, am I going to be able to get her arrested, or when is she going to get arrested and get off this property?
Well, there's a case going on, right?
No, they can't catch her because, you know, she has a warrant.
But she did run away?
Heck yeah.
Well, they'll catch her. You can't hide. She ain't that bright.
So the police are going to catch her, or I'm going to see her and call the police and catch her?
Well, I think that the police are looking for her, and I think she'll return to the scene of the crime. And
yeah,
this 911 needs to be your friend.
Okay, so I'm going to catch her.
She'll come back. You'll see her, and you'll call the cops, and they'll arrest her.
Okay. And then is she going to harm anybody else here before she's caught?
No, you'll call the police before she does, because she's wackadoo.
Yeah, severe.
She's totally mentally ill. Does she do drugs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she feels like a druggie.
Yeah, and she threatened 3 other people to stab them.
She's cray-cray.
Yeah. And do you see any other incident like that at this job I'm at? Because I'm a little nervous. From somebody else, not her.
No, I don't think you have that bad of people there. She's a bad element. I mean, you're the other people are just, they're good people, but they're poor.
Yeah. Incredibly
poor.
You know? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And how?
You know, and, but they're, I feel like you're all right, you know.
And how long do you see me staying at this job?
Maybe till the end of the year, and then you'll find a better place.
Okay.
You'll be a property manager at a better, better element.
With the same company or different?
It feels like a different company. It feels like you'll get it through an email.
Oh, okay.
Do you have your CAM license and stuff?
No.
Well, wherever you're going, you're going to need a CAM license.
Oh. Yeah.
And that'll
I've been
be with higher-end apartment
here.
Building and management.
Yeah. And then do
they
you
might even help you pay for your CAM license.
Oh, okay. Do you see me staying in California or moving to a different state?
I see you could go to another state, but I don't really see it.
Is it Washington?
Maybe, but I see California still.
Okay.
Are you in the San Francisco area?
No, I'm about an hour and a half east of Oceanside.
Okay.
It's below Los Angeles, very south.
And you might go where there's more a historical district maybe next time you get a place.
Well, like a downtown vibe?
Yeah.
Or a small town or a big
historical
town? Historical.
You're
in
a town that's very historical.
Okay. My female boss right now, do you see her staying with the company?
Nope. As soon as she has another opportunity, she's gone.
And why is that? Is there something I should be aware of?
No, but I just see you're all going to get better opportunities. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm like, why does she want to leave? Is there something wrong with this company?
No, she has a better opportunity, more money.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you get a better opportunity, more money, you'll be leaving too.
Yeah.
People leave because of opportunities.
Yeah, or the company's not ran correctly.
Right. Well, you've had a few sniglets with these people.
Yeah. Is it going to be able to clean this property up, or is it going to stay a nightmare?
Well, they're slowly working on it, but right now it's a nightmare, so you'll have to deal with it.
Yeah. Okay, and then do you see a new man in the future? I think I asked you that before, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember what I said.
I know.
No, but I do see you have a choice of two. You have a choice of a auburn hair gentleman that's 5'11". And then there's another gentleman that has blonde hair and he's 6 foot.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
in this area or after?
Yeah. You meet him right out your back door.
That's hilarious.
Well, it's where you live.
I meet somebody where I live?
Yeah.
It's not good to date the residents.
You're not going to date the residents.
You said on my back door. So what does that mean?
Well, it's a saying, honey. It's a metaphor. You're going to be out and about and meet somebody. And then you have a friend of a friend who will set you up on a blind date. There you go.
Okay.
In other
words,
live in California. They don't live in another state. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I just don't get your metaphors. Okay. Anything else you pick up on or you need a question?
If you got a question, ask. You're on a good road. Oh. You're making goals and making plans to move forward.
Uh-huh.
You know, and eventually you probably will end up in the state of Washington because I'm seeing mountains and trees.
That's Washington. Okay.
You'll probably do that in a couple years.
And you see my stepson ever living with me? Ex-husband's son.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't see that. I don't know why. But he'll visit you.
Yeah, no, it's okay. He's almost 18. It's just that I don't speak to his father, so I can't see him until he's 18.
You know, but he'll visit you.
Okay.
He won't forget you. You've impacted his life.
Yeah. And then another coworker named Paul, is he going to stay with the company?
For a while. I feel like everybody's temporary.
Okay. Trying to think if there's anything
like
else.
For a short time, and it's like it's to get over the hump. It's like a temporary over the hump job.
Yeah. And do you see a raise before I leave?
You'll have a little raise.
Okay.
It isn't a whole lot, but it's a little race. I'm sorry.
No, it is what it is. As long as I can pay my bills.
And
okay.
You'll be able to pay your bills and have a little tiny bit of savings by the end of the year.
Okay, great. Sounds good. And I don't know what else to ask, to be honest.
Well, you're on a good trajectory. You're up, and you're. Are you thinking of going back to school? Because I'm seeing learning books.
Only if they make me.
No, I see books and learning. You're going to do something to help. You know, get. It's books and learning. You're going to get something. It might not be a degree, but it might be some. Oh, it's done.
Okay.
Certificate or something.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Holly. You know, as I say, Holly reads with us very often, yeah? And I think Holly ought to come and do some more shows with us when she's got time. But obviously, the most important thing at the moment is obviously getting back into regular work and accommodation, of course. You know, as I say, those things need to be first on anybody's mind. So if you're out of work and you are struggling, it's not easy to do other things, you know. Right, let's see where we're going now. Right, we should be with five. We've only got two people here at the moment, so we're going to have another break in just a moment. But in the meantime, Donna?
I'll be right back. Hi, Joe.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
I have a question. I have my annual Section 8 housing appointment coming up. Am I going to pass it? Is everything going to go okay?
Yeah, you'll get it reinstated.
Okay, and then also I have a question. There was a girl that I had a lot of trouble with. She's a girl I knew 30 years ago, a lot of trouble. I mean, oh, my gosh. And
you asked about her before.
Right, and now, okay, I blocked her, and then her friend tried to friend me on Facebook. I didn't accept it. And then I got a letter from, the Parks and Recreation. She's trying to get a disability discount at the state parks and all. That was sent to me, but I'm just going to send it back. Am I going to have any problems with her? I didn't want her at this address. Yeah, I'm just going to put not at this address.
Right, that's all.
And have no communication with her.
Right. Just leave it alone.
Yeah. Okay, that's the best, I think, yeah. What's coming up for me? I'm hoping to meet that Silver Fox guy soon. I'm just putting energies into myself and meditating and dieting. And,
oh, you're doing your soul's work and you're doing years and years of healing.
Yes.
And you're really looking at yourself and doing the work that you need to do.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You know, and you're better for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know, but you need to figure out a hobby.
Oh, you're so right.
You know, something that gives you joy because you don't do anything. You got to figure out,
right.
You know, something that you enjoy doing.
And I enjoy traveling. That's why I, you know, want to meet someone and he's retired and he can afford to take me traveling and we can go on little trips together. You know, something like that, and I could have him or whatever.
But before you have him, you can do a little trip of your own.
Yes, I'm going this weekend, Memorial, which you do, and then I have a new baby nephew, so, you know, I get to see him. So I'm excited about that.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I like doing those little trips like that. Hope to do another big one soon somewhere. I'd like to go to Thailand or somewhere like that someday.
Well, I see you setting up a trip in 2022, you're going to do a big trip, like European trip.
Oh, good. Oh, I would love that. Okay, good.
Because I see you riding on a train, and then you're going to, you know, travel that way and go to all the different places in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
You're also going to get to see the Louvre.
Oh, good. I've never been to the Louvre.
You know, I see you doing that. I see you seeing the Eiffel Tower. You're going to go to France. You know.
Yeah, I love going to Italy.
You're going to go to a place called Caprese. Is there a place called Caprese?
I know there's a place called Capri in Italy. There's an island.
Well,
Capri.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. It might be a Caprese somewhere else, too.
Yeah, there's something about Caprese. I have no idea where I are. And then, like, 5 years from now, it looks like you go to Hawaii, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my brother has a place over there. And, yeah, he rents it out on Airbnb. It's kind of
you know, because I'm hearing that song, Tiny Bubbles.
Oh.
Tiny Bubbles.
Oh, so all in all, yeah, you know, it's been hard. The last couple of years has been real hard, especially with that girl coming into my life. And, oh, my gosh. You know, yeah, it wasn't good at all. She's real bad news. So I'm happy that's behind me. I was getting sick mentally because of all the stress she was giving me. You know, it wasn't good. So,
well, you're going to pick better and higher now.
What?
You're going to pick better and higher now.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. The only reason why I went with her is because I knew her 30 years ago. That's why. We were friends when we were, you know, younger. But, oh, no. Not anymore. Now I really learned my lesson. Thank goodness it didn't go any further. It would have been treacherous, you know? But, yeah. Do you see my sister Deborah and Thaddeus, her husband, staying on their ranch? They're like an hour north of me.
They love it there.
Yeah, they do. His friend was trying to persuade him to move to Arizona. So he drove out there, and my sister was just adamant and said, no, I'm not leaving California. My family lives here and everything. Well, so I'm glad they're staying. So I like to go up there. That's kind of like a little getaway for me. It's only an hour away. And
Do they have chickens?
No, they don't.
They're going to get chickens.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, so they can have fresh eggs. I see chicken coop.
Oh, that is a good idea. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wonderful. Let's see. What else do I want to ask you? Is anything else coming up for me? Or things should start going well financially? Are they going to get a little better for me, you think?
Well, it's going to be a little lean for the next couple months, but you'll be able to pay your bills. But then things lighten up a little bit.
Okay.
You know, and you'll be doing better, and you're going to be able to save a little bit of money, not a lot. A little bit is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now I have nothing saved. Yeah.
Well, all you do is pay bills.
I just pay the bills, and yeah, exactly. That's it.
But
yeah. At
least you have it to pay the stuff. It's not like you can't pay the bills.
Right, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And it's like budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to start. That's hard for me, but I'll have to start doing it.
Well, if you budget, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I just get these lottery tickets because I'm going to win the lottery one day. Get me out of all this.
Well, you can get a dollar one. You don't need to get a bazillion dollars worth.
Right,
Yeah, it only takes one. You're right.
A dollar and a dream.
What about the dream?
I said a dollar and a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. I spoke to you about this once, but I saw a vision, and it was a man rolling in the tunnel, and he was in all these robes, and he had the most beautiful face I'd ever seen. And I felt my heart was just beaming with joy, and I felt all this joy, and I didn't want to talk to him because I was afraid he was going to disappear. And so I smiled at him with my lips.
Well, you always meet your person in spirit before you meet in real life.
Oh, so maybe that was like a, wow. So I met someone in spirit, so maybe that means that person's coming into my life, huh?
Right. You always meet them in spirit. You meet them in physicality.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's wonderful.
So you dreamed him. So.
He was in my third eye.
That means something's coming in.
I was totally awake. Yeah. And
so.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
So look forward to that.
Yeah. It will. That was nice to have something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really helps. Just something to look forward to. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's not as dire as you thought.
No, right. Yeah, I keep my mind on that. I don't want to.
Yeah, keep your hopes up.
I hope so, yeah. That's one thing I hope. I don't have to fall into any kind of depression or anything, so I always have hope. Yeah, thinking
yeah.
that things will get good and whatnot. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're always, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You're my favorite girl. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Okay. And Donna being one of our paid subscribers there, of course. So, okay. Now then, we're on our last call for the moment. So if you're out there and you want to call for the second hour of our show this evening, you'd be best be dialing now. Okay, Amala.
Hello.
Hello, where are you from? What's your question?
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut, and I have a question about this lady I'm working with. It just seems like she's more and more difficult with me, and I'm just wondering if you can just tap in, like, why is she like this with me?
It's a personality conflict.
Okay.
And
okay.
you're a threat to her because you're smarter than her and you can do things better.
Okay. Okay.
You do the work of three people and she don't. She don't want to be bothered.
Right. Exactly. That's right. And she's just. It's more like she's more than dominant. It's like I paid for this service. And she's still being awful with me. Why is she doing that?
Is she a client or a coworker?
She is I hired her, basically.
Oh, well then, you know, if she's going to keep undercutting you, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You're the boss.
Well, no, I'm not the boss. Okay, I'm just going to say, she's my publisher. And so I paid for this, for her to publish my book. And it's been, she's really.
Then get another one. Get another publisher.
I can't. It's too late in the game. I just am wondering, basic. I don't want to go into too much of it, but what do you feel like in the next couple of weeks it'll just do its thing and I'll get it done?
Well, don't let her wrangle you into doing
okay.
something you don't want to do.
Right. Well, it's just, she tried it. That's what you said. You just mentioned it when I first got on. You're like, I'm smarter than her and I do things. It's exactly it. I am doing things the way I want it, and she has absolutely no choice now. That's what I've decided to do. So,
well, then do it. You know, you're paying her. Remember, you're the boss. I don't care if she's a publisher or not.
Right, right. Okay.
No.
Is he like this with everyone, or is it just me? She just doesn't rub the right way with, I don't know. Like, what's her problem with me, honestly?
She just wants, she has her own agenda.
Okay. Okay.
It isn't you. She does this with everybody.
Okay. All right. That's what I was asking. I just thought it was me, honestly. Okay.
But you need to, like, pull your panties over your head, give yourself a wedgie, and do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Put your big old panties on and do it.
Well, no, I trust this is what the heartache has been, is to say I'm fighting tooth and nail just to get, you know, standing, you know, the theme is it's I'm standing up in my power, right? The bullies need victims. And it's that I'm not calling myself, I'm just saying if a bully's going to be defined as a bully, they need a victim to just throw whatever they want on the other person. And she's trying to throw me as a victim, and I'm not. That's my point. I'm fighting back. I'm fighting the bully.
But you can always get another publisher.
Oh, trust me, after this is done, I have a contract. I can't get out of it. It's just way too late. Do that. That's what contracts are for, right? So it's just a matter. I'm so there. It's kind of like I have a 26-mile marathon, and I'm like on mile 25. I'm serious. It's that close to the end. It's just that's the time where you want to quit and
but
just throw your hands up.
Don't let her be a bully. Say, look, I'm doing it this way, period, exclamation point.
Yeah. Okay, that's
and,
question.
No, and it's like there is such a thing as breach of contract, too.
That's true. It's true.
You know, you can do that with real estate. You can do that with anything.
Okay. Well, I'm at the fitness line, so like this week, how do you see this week going with her? Because these next 2 days is really critical. I have a meeting with her on Tuesday, and that's it. It's done pretty much.
Like I say, put your big panties on and tell her, you don't let her bully you. And it's like, we're going to get this done now, period, exclamation point.
Right, okay.
Because you're paying her.
Right, right.
No,
right.
You are the boss. I don't care what you say, if you have a contract or not.
Okay, okay. And do you feel like, since this book going good, well?
It'll be published.
Well, no. Do you think it's going to be a good seller for me, at least with the books that I have?
It's going to be published and do well.
Okay. Okay.
It's a how-to book, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And it'll be in, like, the how-to section in books, in booksellers.
I put a lot of heart into this. You know, I can't just write a book just to write it. I write it because I have a message, and it has to be better than the book I wrote before. That's the purpose of it. I'm not just going to write a book just because it's another number. I don't care how many books. It could be two. But for me, what's important is the quality. What am I talking about? Is this book better than
the last? Are you going through Hay House?
No, not yet. No. Is that what you see?
But there's something about Hay House.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Good to know. Maybe they're my next publisher. Like, that's like the type of book that I have anyway. It's self-help and all that. Okay. All right. Well, the other thing is, you feel like I'll be dating this summer?
Well, after you get the book published and out there, you will, because right now you have everything so full of everything, you don't have room for anything else.
Yes, yeah. But I think in the next month I should be done. Like, the book should be, because it's going out this week. This is how close I am. It's like that. Yeah, it's not far away at all.
Sent to a publisher.
Yeah, okay.
What's the name of your publisher?
She's independent. I don't really want to say the name, but she's independent. Yeah.
You know.
She's not known. She's not known.
I'm not trying to be
happened,
known. Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, no, I understand. I mean, the thing is that the pandemic happened, and
it'll
everybody, I don't know who you're around, but everybody is writing books because people have more time on their hands, right? So the book industry has skyrocketed. People are writing books left and right since last year. It's insanely crazy. I mean, it's a great thing, but it's just, it's that's why, you know, with publishing, it's really skyrocketed. It doesn't have to be well known. It's just everybody is gaining, you know, clients out of this and more customers out of this. Yeah.
I see you selling it on ebook. I see you selling it on Amazon. I see you selling it at Barnes & Noble. I see you selling it at whatever other booksellers there are.
Okay. Good. Good. As long as it's like it's this is my brand, right? The book actually has my name on it. That's why it's so important to me. The first book did not. And so it's like it means the world to me that it's my name that's on there. And I represent the book and from the outside, inside, everything. So it has to be right. And so that's what I get nervous about in the sense of like I come from my heart and a lot of people just don't. And that's fine.
Going to get published.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. I just get really sentimental about it. I put a lot into this.
Well, it's your baby.
Yeah, it is. It is. Absolutely. So do you feel like, okay, let's end another topic. Like in the next six, like for the rest of the year, do you see me going on retreats or anything, any getaways, anything highlights that you see for me?
I do see you going on some kind of a retreat where you travel with a group.
Okay. Okay. Do you know when that might be or anything?
It looks like not till the fall.
Okay.
But you might go to like Marisol or someplace like that.
Where's Marisol? I don't even know where that is.
I don't know. The thing just dinged. You can
okay.
Look it up.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time. I just
welcome.
Yeah. God bless and enjoy the happy unofficial summer coming up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and enjoy.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Emily. Right then. Okay. So we'll take that break now then. Because we may not be back with you after the break. We don't know yet. What we'll continue to do for the next couple of minutes is just play a couple of songs back to back for you until we get a caller. And then when we get a caller, the music will stop. So we'll just play a couple of tracks back to back for the moment. For 42 minutes we have on the clock, so it's plenty of time for you to call in if you are out there. In the meantime, we'll just continue with the music. And let's see what we got for you. Yeah. So okay. There's a yow.
You want me, I want you, baby.
true all night. Oh, no. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Okay, we hope nobody's doing that. Levitating. Meditating, yes. Levitating, we don't encourage because we don't want you floating off into space. You know, not on this show. Right. So we have a corner. Way. The music works every time, doesn't it? Wonderful. Okay, so Patty, good evening.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
What's your name? How can I help you? And what's your question?
Hi, my name is Patty. First off, I'm on unemployment, have been since the layoff from the cruise line. And I just want to see if you see some work coming up or I'm going to stay on unemployment for a while because the cruise lines haven't reopened yet.
Yeah,
so
you're going
to...
stay on unemployment till they open up, but are you thinking about getting a part-time job until then?
Well, starting next week, we all have to start searching for work. There was a waiver for that during the COVID, but that's ending next week, so we have to start making work searches now.
Because I see you looking for part-time work and getting part-time temp work.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking part-time. I'm just older. I don't want to go back to 40 hours a week.
No,
or
I
more.
See like this work. Now, what do you like to do? Would you like an, it feels like an informational job.
Hmm. Well, I worked in hospitality a lot and tourism and, you know, I'm in all of Florida's mostly, you know, hospitality industry, but I wasn't really thinking about it, but it's always a possibility because I've done it for so long. Actually, what I was thinking about is like driving for one of those delivery services, like DoorDash
yeah, like
or Postmates or something.
Like delivering
food?
Delivering food?
Yeah, whatever it is the people order and you go pick up food or Walmart or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah
like
cause
the,
that you can kind of work
Instacart.
When you want.
Instacart.
Right.
Or- Yeah, I see
right.
you do until you can get on your feet with a job with the cruise.
I'm not even sure I want to. Yeah, I'm debating whether I want to go back just because of the COVID situation. And it's just so many people you interact with, you know, thousands
yeah.
come through there. So I'm, you know, kind of back in my mind. And I'm not sure if they're going to try for mandatory vaccinations or not because some of the other cruise lines are. The one I was with hasn't done that yet. But
you know, and
so
look into being a concierge for a hotel, a higher-end hotel.
Yeah. I thought I'd probably end up doing something with hospitality because that's what I've done for so long.
You know, you would enjoy that.
Pardon me?
You would enjoy that.
Yeah. I just thought the driving thing, you can kind of really work when you want with that. So you turn on your phone app if you want to go to work and you get, you know, requests to deliver. If you don't want to work, you don't turn on your phone app. So I thought that would just give me a little bit more
yeah.
work when I want to. Kind of. Yeah.
I can do that and just do that.
Yeah.
But I do
see
that
coming
doing
up?
A more conventional job.
Yeah.
Have
well,
you ever
you think
thought
that'll...
of being like an innkeeper?
Have I ever thought of being an innkeeper?
Yeah.
Not really.
Would you like to do that?
You mean just like front desk concierge kind of thing, or?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess I could. I'm good with the public. I'm, you know, I have good people skills.
You know, that's something that would be fun.
Yeah. I was trying to kind of stay in the background a little because, in a sense, I'm a little peopled out from being on the front line all the time. I've just worked with the public most of my life. So I was like, oh, if I could just use up more, I could stay in the background. But, you know, I've been on unemployment for a year, so it just, you kind of get a little lazy, I think, being in this situation. And speaking of, they still owe me money for a few months. It's just the whole system here was a mess. And I think they're finally looking at it from what I can tell in my account for the unemployment. Do you see that coming through at all? They owe me like 3 months and a couple weeks more.
Yeah, keep calling and have them look into it. Yes, you will get it.
Do you see a time frame? Because, I mean, I've been waiting 11 months now.
Wow.
And then finally I spoke to someone last week, and she's like, well, I don't know what happened, but everything you're telling me, it looks like nobody put anything down here and got more specific. And she kind of tied it all up for me. And then I looked into my account, and it says there was a pending issue waiting for adjudication. So that's the only thing I can
get all your back
of.
Pay.
So they're just, I
you're
think
gonna
they're taking a look at.
You're going to get all your back pay.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. It's been a long time. You think they'll come through with that in a month?
Yes, you're going to get your back pay.
Think it'll take less time
you're
than another month?
You're going to get your back pay. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
You'll get it in a chunk, they say.
Say what?
They'll give you a chunk. They'll pay you the chunk.
Oh, the lump sum, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, good.
It's a chunk.
Yeah, it's been a long wait.
But you can do,
good.
You know, a lot with the chunk.
Yeah, yeah. I've just been trying to save as much as I can while I'm getting it. And so it was a little rough for a while because things changed. And I was just, you know, it took them so long to get me rolling. So, but I've been trying to be diligent so I can save some money. So I want to move. I think I talked to you about that once before, but I haven't found a place yet, but I'm packing like I'm moving.
You're going to find something in your price range.
Yeah, I've been looking, but it just seems there hasn't been a lot of rentals lately. So you think it'll come up soon this summer or maybe the fall? Or
it looks like late summer.
Late summer, yeah. That's
and it
okay.
feels like it's in a nice area, and it's a two-story building, apartment building.
Uh-huh. Same area I'm in?
Yes. It's not that
yeah,
far.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and there's all, like, little
like
towns right next to each other, so.
Within a 7-mile radius of where you are.
Oh, great, yeah. It's all kind of the same. One street divides
in
one town from the next.
But it's well kept.
Oh, good.
And it's close to everything. You know, it's close to shopping. It's close to a grocery store, close to a drugstore. And it's like close to like a little strip mall, you know, that has different stuff in it, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, within 7 miles. It's convenient where I am now. All that is around me anyway, but it's just in too small a space. I just need more room. So
you're going to have two bedrooms, right?
I'd like to because I want one to be an art room.
You know, I'm just seeing two bedrooms.
Oh, perfect.
And
that's
two
perfect.
Bathrooms.
Oh, good. I only need one, but that's good.
Well, I mean, you got... Hey, you know.
Might have company.
Yeah, really. Then they don't have to use your bathroom.
Well, that's good to hear. It's in the price range, too, because the rents are skyrocketing here. They're just going out of hand. It's ridiculous. But so,
what state are you in?
Pardon me?
What state are you in?
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard finding a place around here.
Yeah. Where are you in?
Florida.
Oh, what part?
Royal Palm.
Oh, Royal Palm?
Yep.
Yeah, is that near West Palm or down that way?
Where are you?
I'm in Cape Canaveral near Cocoa Beach.
Okay, I'm like out by Wellington.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that is.
It's west. West Palm Beach.
West of where? Oh,
yeah,
West Palm Beach, yeah.
It's
yeah,
way
I had a friend that was from that area. Speaking of that friend from that area, she's kind of gone off the radar because she met somebody. And do you think she's going to come around again? It's just odd.
I think that you broke pathways.
You do, yeah.
You know, I'm seeing like a Y in the road.
Yeah.
It beeped. Did.
Say
Thank
what?
You. The bell went off.
Oh, it did? I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Patty. Okay, right. Well, we've come to that time again where we've run out of calls again. So what are we going to do? 27 minutes left on the clock. What I'm thinking of doing is calling it a night and going to my kitchen and having a nice early supper. But I think Kelly's probably in the same frame because it'd be like round about tea time coming up there for Kelly, I think. But, okay. We may call it dinner time over there. I don't know. We have dinner in the evening here. And then
we have dinner in the afternoon.
We have dinner in the evening, my dear. We have lunch in the afternoon. We're British.
No, you have your dinner in the afternoon. You have your tea in the evening.
Oh, I forgot it's Sunday. Yeah. Yes, she holds my wife holds me to correction. On a Sunday, it's all changed. Yes. Dinner in the afternoon, yeah. And tea in the evening. All right. We're going to wrap it up then for this one. I'm going to say a big, big thank you once again to Kelly for joining us. Nobody seems to want to call. And I dare say that the minute I click the end show button, that somebody will call, but you're too late because we're wrapping it up for this one. If you call now, we might continue, but you need to do it now. So I'm going to bring Kelly back on the mic just to say goodbye to you all.
Thank you for calling in, everybody, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kelly. Well, there you go, then. Until next week, then, ladies and gentlemen, we do it all again. Have yourselves a good weekend, and we'll catch you all again on Monday.